My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and these are your liner notes on Art Pepper. Art Pepper began his career in the late 40s, playing with the big bands of Benny Carter and Stan Kenton. In 1952, in the Downbeat's Reader's Poll for Best Alto Jazz Player, he came in second, right behind Charlie Parker. He was known for his comebacks after he would be repeatedly thrown in prison for possessing heroin. And after each comeback, he would continue to stretch his career a little bit further. When Art Pepper played, he played out of a sense of urgency, out of a sensuality, that without his voice in that time, that the world wouldn't be the same. By adding his voice, as frenetic, as difficult, and as miraculous as it was for him to be playing, he helped to redefine a sense of an individual, both contained, imprisoned, and set free by his own voice of music. Do we not convince ourselves that we're people other than the people that we are? Do we not go to such great lengths to conceal what we perceive to be thoughts that should be kept private? Do we not make ourselves up and pretend and join communities, thinking that that is going to keep at bay the demons that we have? Art Pepper brought himself to the public eye and said, "This is who I am. Here I am in all of my flaws, and because of all of my flaws, I am whole." My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Views and Brews, KUTX 98.9. Listen well, and have courage.
Thanks so much for tuning into this podcast, produced at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas. For more information on KUT programs and to support the station, go to KUT.org. And thanks again.